Chapter 14, Handicaps. There are few who have reached the top who have not been handicapped. Obstacles stand in the way of the man who climbs. I don't know why this is, but I know it is true. These obstacles have to be overcome. But in the overcoming, one fits himself for places of responsibility. I thank God for poverty, for need of self-denial, for self-culture, for long hours of study and hard work. The inward drive to plod on when tired is the thing which makes men strong, self-reliant conquerors. Every failure stimulates them to harder work. There is no giving up. There is no yielding. Facing impossible circumstances becomes a daily experience to the conqueror. He learns to win. He has cultivated the will to win, the will to conquer. He kept the fires of ambition burning. He has made work a part of himself. He has a group of very fine habits. He has the habit of study, the habit of control of his eyes and ears, the control of his passions and ambitions. He is master. He is the man who uses the public library and second-hand bookstores. He is ever studying to improve himself in his place. He knows his trade, his business, his profession. He makes himself an authority in his particular field. He counts his handicaps a blessing. He goes on with God and wins. No man is a failure until he lies down and the undertaker puts him under the sod.